Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia.
Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Ambria.
And we are the Innovation Crew. Yes, some looks like girl chat today, but not only that, I have a lot to chat about. But first and foremost, God is good. So Janet Jackson really didn't have throat cancer, but it still shows the power of God. She says she will be back touring soon, so we're excited for that. Not only are we excited for Janet, but also Lamar Odom has been released from the hospital, and we're sure he's doing better. So let's continue to keep him in our prayers and thank God for that. Also, continue to pray for my family member and another close friend, so me and Ambria. Our friend, Quotasia, her grandma is in the hospital, so we want to keep her in prayers. So make sure y'all pray for Quotasia. Her grandma's name is Miss Juanita, so Quotation, we are keeping you in prayer, girl. But we have a great show for y'all today. Today is the 73rd annual Golden Globe, so we're going to talk a little bit about that, the nominations, and how much stars get paid to wear designs. The taco cleanse. Ambria, you said you wanted that fat tummy. I mean, a flat tummy, not a fat one. You wanted to get rid of the fat one.
Yeah.
Flat. So I'm going to talk today about the taco cleanse that'll help detox your body. Eating tacos. I also have some exciting news
for all
of you Vampire Diaries fans, and if you're fans of the show The Originals, Vampire Diaries have some exciting news for you. And also for the Beehive, I have some exciting news for you about Beyonce. You don't want to miss it. But first, I have to do a few let-goes. And Amber, you tell me if I'm wrong. I know I'm not wrong, but I'm going to get your opinion. So we all know Jordan, who's supposed to be on the show today. The reason he's not on the show today because he wants to be an emotional wreck. He's upset because those of you guys who listened to our last show, Be Justice, it's a great interview. If you didn't see that interview, make sure you go check it out, to Be Justice. But you remember, Ambria, when I played a little bit of his song with Tinashe because it was like, you know what I mean, right? The interview lasted longer than I expected, so we were behind schedule. So I could only play the song by Tinashe, Secret, for like a minute and a few seconds. And he just today decided to go all off on me. He's so offended because I didn't play the full song. But I'm like, Jordan, come on. I didn't have time. Like, you know, thank God I got to close it properly because the interview went overtime a little bit. It was a great interview, really in detail. It went overtime. So I tried to get his song in while getting the other information in. So now he's just tripping and in an emotional wreck. So
he's just not
tripping
ready
or
to show.
No, I think he's tripping. What you think, Ambria?
I think he is, too. He's doing too much. He is tripping.
Yes. Talking about
it's not that deep. If you want to listen to the song, all he got to do is go to YouTube and search it up. You'll be all right.
Yes. Talking about if you disrespect Tinashe, you disrespect me. I'm like, how do I disrespect her? I promote her. I told people to go buy her stuff. So really, what are you talking about, Jordan? So I have a few let goes. Here's my number one. Jordan, you just got let go from the show. Just let go. Some more let goes. I have to let go these two so-called DECA advisors who don't know a thing about what they're doing. I'm not going to say their names. We know who they are. Mickey D.
Right.
Miss whatever. They decided, since nobody likes them, we made a petition to try to get them out. And so, what they tried to do about the new advisor that we wanted, they're doing everything they can to make him not be our advisor, knowing right. that everyone likes them, well, likes him, and we want him to be our advisor. So, Mickey D and Miss Thang, you just got let go.
Let's go.
All the way go. And we ain't talking about Frozen. You got let go, boo. Bad way. But yeah. So let me talk about these movies coming out. Box office
right.
this weekend. I am a predictor. Ambry, I don't think you were on the show with us when I talked about Star Wars and how it's going to make a lot of money. My prediction came true. Seriously. Star Wars The Force Awakens is officially the third highest grossing movie of all time with a total of $1,733,411,043. And I predicted it on our New Year's show. It was either part one or part two, I can't remember. But I said this is going to be the third highest grossing movie of all time. I predicted it. And it is. I mean, just like I predicted Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber, you think I'm flip psychic, Ambria, in some way?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, but that wasn't kind of hard to tell because, I mean, everybody wanted to see it, and mainly because the lead character is black. Haley and Justin, they've been friends for a long time, so that was, you know, and then, like, that was just bound to happen.
But, you know, a few people were doubting, such as Vanessa and Jordan. They didn't think this would be the third highest grossing movie, so... Yeah, it is. It made a total of $41 million this weekend, which is amazing. It is, you know, it's behind number two is Titanic, the highest grossing movie, and the number one is Avatar. And I don't know if it'll take the place of Titanic or Avatar, but we'll see. It's pretty good. And speaking of Titanic, Leonardo DiCaprio's hit movie, The Revenant, is the second at the box office. It's made $38 million this weekend, which brings it to a total of $59 million. And I saw the movie. It's actually really good. I think people will enjoy it. I loved it. He's a great actor. He's nominated for a Golden Globe tonight, so if he wins, I'd be excited. I like Leo a lot. Great.
Mm-hmm.
And at number three, Daddy's Home with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. I was never really a big fan of Will Ferrell, but I think this movie may be good. Do you like him?
He's not a big fan of Will Ferrell. He is funny. He's very funny. He played the Step Brothers and all types of stuff. And Step Brothers is a very funny movie if you haven't seen it.
I don't know Will Ferrell that funny. I have to see it. Gerard, do you think Will Ferrell's funny? Tyler? I don't know.
Huh?
Hi! Say hey, Ambria.
Hey.
Hey, Shalia.
Hey, Gerard. Is this Gerard? Or my
no, it's Lionel.
Hey, Lionel.
This is Lionel. Hey. Yes. Okay. I'm Mr. Collier, 90678. So we just had our little let go. You know we let go. So let me break it down
yeah.
to you, Lionel. So basically, our advisors, so-called advisors who don't know a thing about what they're doing, they're not trying to let Mr. Randall be our co-advisor. They are literally fighting him, and he just said he said he don't want to be involved in this, but he's been involved in some mess so far. So I hope everything works out good. I mean, that position,
what?
Audience,
what?
Listeners,
what?
My
what?
Beloved listeners. Wait, what were you saying, Lionel?
What happened, babe? They said he couldn't be the assistant advisor?
Yeah. They're basically, well, they're trying to say that they don't want him as the advisor, so they're having a meeting on Monday about it. It's just too much. It'd be so much better
yeah.
if they just not had that
yeah,
position.
Yeah, they're acting like children. Yeah.
They're bad children. I don't even know why. I think they're jealous because they know everybody will be with Mr. Randall instead of them. Because I know everybody, ain't nobody going to be around them. Nobody. Probably except Fatma. She's so nice. Shout out to you, Fatma. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a little segment. So, again, y'all got to let go. We can't say their names on the air because they may try to sue us for defamation. But, oh, well, they know exactly who they are. I hope they hear this. Anyway, until Ambria gets back online, you guys, El Chapo, as you probably know, was captured on Friday in Mexico and is now back in prison. Lionel, you seem like you're a fan of El Chapo. Are you a fan of his?
I'm a fan of his escape. It's a very elaborate escape.
Yeah, you bought that life. You seem like you like him a lot. Well, El Chapo was captured on Friday in Mexico and is back in prison. And it's so crazy. He was captured in his house in Mexico, so I guess they decided to look at every place except for his house, or he hit whatever happened. But he
he actually had an interview with Rolling Stone because he wanted to make a movie with them about his life. That's how the authorities called him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're about to give out all my juice, line. I was supposed to explain that.
Really?
It's fine, I got it. But, yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. He lived in a single-story home in a middle-class neighborhood, and that's where he was for months, and it ended in a shootout that killed six of his associates. An 18-year-old student and neighbor said it was like an action movie with the gunfire helicopter and everything. That seems pretty interesting. Probably like a real-life Scarface or something, you know what I mean? With the police and shootout.
You'd expect him to live a little high life. He has millions. I would expect him to live somewhere else. I guess he didn't want to get caught, but I guess he probably live in single home.
I'm sure he didn't. Who wants to be locked up for the rest of their lives? That's the most horrible. I wouldn't know what to do. It's like you're in a building forever. You can't go anywhere. Can't go to the, you know what I mean? That has to be a horrible life. But yeah, the shootout. And also, Sean Penn, you know the article you were saying, Lionel, that he wrote and published in Rolling Stone on Saturday. He held a secret interview with El Chapo at El Chapo's house in Mexico, and El Chapo told about his prison escape. Of course, all of the drugs. He is a drug lord, so I'm not shocked. And all of his submarines, airplanes, trucks, and boats, etc. And Mexican actress Kate Del Castillo, she basically translated the interview. And Sean Penn is up for questioning now, but I don't blame him. Like, well, I don't blame the police. I mean, I would want to know. They've been looking for this man for months, and he's just somehow, well, Sean Penn just decided to sneak and interview him. I'd have a lot of questions. Do you think he's shady for doing that, Lionel?
Not really sure.
They've been looking for this man forever. Now, I know if I was the government, I would have been mad too, because if you've been looking for somebody for so long and then a person secretly met with them, know where they're at, you know, I'd feel some type of way if I was a government, but.
Yeah. Are you saying, like, the Rolling Stone found him in so little time, but the government's been looking at him, looking for him this whole time, couldn't find him?
Yeah. But, like you said, they're are planning on making that to a movie, which would be a good movie. I'd go see that. Seemed interesting. Juicy. Yeah. It's right up your alley. Yeah. You know you're trying to look Mexican. Do people tell you that, Lionel? Like one of the dark Mexicans?
Yeah, all the time. Like Dominican or something.
Yes. For all of you who don't know what Lionel looks like, he's dark-skinned with curly hair. He looks like he got Hispanic in him for real. And his hair is, like, super curly. Are you sure you have no ounce of Latino in your blood? Because you look like a dark Mexican, seriously.
Nah, I don't. Not at all.
Maybe you should ask your parents. They've been hiding it from you. Get a DNA test or something. See if they're your real parents. I'm just kidding. But also, speaking of Sean Penn last night, he hosted his fifth annual Sean Penn and Friends Help Haiti Home Gala. It's a charity gala that benefits his organization, JP Haitian Relief Organization, which is used to help the people of Haiti. So they did a lot of auctions at the event to raise money, and celebrities that were there included Madonna, Leonardo DiCaprio, Justin Bieber, Lana Del Rey, Brad Paisley, and a lot more. Anderson Cooper, he was the MC for the night, and he donated $50,000. The founder of Napster, Sean Parker, paid $100,000 for drum lessons by Metallica's Lars Ulrich. And yeah, Napster, I haven't heard of that in a while, but I know it made a lot of money back in the day, so he's rich. And he donated $100,000, so that's good. Infamous Leonardo DiCaprio paid $100,000 for one of Bono's guitars. And not only did he give, but he also auctioned off a package that included lunch with him and Sean Penn in a five-night stay at his Palm Springs estate for $200,000. Now, if I had a lot of money, I would pay for that. Did you pay for that, Lionel? That sounds nice, don't it?
Not with no dudes, you can say that.
I mean, it's an actor. Are you a fan of Leonardo DiCaprio? Probably not.
Yeah, I am. I mean, as Sofia Vergara, she offered that. I had the money, I would have went right to it. But nah, not a night with dinner with a dude. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's not dinner. It's like lunch. Like you talk to them. Well, I guess for like a star actor, you can talk to him and ask him about his career, and then you get a five-night stay at his house without, I'm sure, I don't know if he's going to be there or not, but a five-night stay in the house of Leonardo DiCaprio, you know he gets over $20 million a movie, so I can imagine what his house looks like. I'd pay for that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get off the air. Yeah.
Yes, shout out to you, Lionel, get off the air. All right, listeners, there you go, Lionel Snow. Yeah. Well, thanks for chilling with us, Lionel. We had fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you later, my favorite dark Mexican. All right, guys, so I'm going to keep this going. And Madonna. Now, if you thought that was a lot of money, $200,000 is a lot of money, but that was not the only, well, that wasn't the biggest thing that was auctioned. Believe it or not, Madonna auctioned off something very important. So she auctioned off the ukulele that she played during her surprise performance of Les Vivien en Rosa. And she promised to lick and kiss it ill. And she auctioned it off for $300,000. So that was like the highest bid of the night. $300,000 for a ukulele? I don't know if I would have paid that. That's like weird. I don't know, but somebody paid for it. But they're not going to be able to get it until she finishes her Rebel Tour in March, because that's the ukulele that she uses for her concert. And during the time of the gala is when the news hit about, you know, Sean Penn interviewing El Chapo. So the whole night he refused to do any interview with the media. But he shouldn't have been that sad. By the end of the night, he raised $7 million for his charity. In one night, that is a lot of money. So you got a lot to be thankful for, Sean Penn. Even though they say you messed up with El Chapo, you're still good in my book. $7 million, you can't do wrong with that. All right, moving on. Now, a lot of you maybe think this is weird, but you guys know the TV show, The Rap Game on Lifetime. I just saw it last night. You guys know I don't have cable. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to watch it as much. So we have the Amazon Stick instead, which is better than cable because everything's on there. I mean, the only thing we really need is, like, if you want to watch live award shows, but that's why we have the satellite. You know, we find a way. So, yeah, I have the Amazon Stick, so basically I see any and everything I want, old and new. And I watched the two episodes last night, and for those of you who don't know about the show, it's produced by Jermaine Dupri and Queen Latifah. So it's about, you know, Jermaine Dupri, he's trying to find the next big rap superstar. After his success with Criss Cross and Bow Wow, he is looking for the next, you know, big thing, big child star. And the contestants include Lil Nico, who's 15. Y'all know him from the song, Okay Then. I remembered that song. You know, I didn't know that was him, and then I listened to it. I said, Okay Then. Look at Lil Nico. But yeah, he's been contested. And Lil Nico, he was signed to Island Def Jam at 10, which was, he made history with that. 10 years old, signed to a label. He was like the youngest rapper signed to a label, which is cool. Well, signed to Island Def Jam, I know. And also, he was a correspondent for BET and MTV Red Carpet. Now, if he did that, that means I got to get my game up because I should have been doing that. But I am very, very dedicated by this right now. Like, with this Golden Globes Red Carpet, it's really, really inspiring me to just start really, really working and stop procrastinating. So, like, that's my vision for 2016. I will be on the red carpet interviewing people. You guys just watch. You know, it's going to happen. But also, Lil Nico, he signed a Def Jam. He was a correspondent. And he was also in the movie Finder with 50 Cent, Jacob Lattimore, and Michael Clark Duncan. So he already has his little rep built up. But if he wants to be a rap superstar, he got dropped from the label. And he's really talented. He has a nice song I'll call Say So. I really like it. It's nice, hot. And, of course, Okay Then. Everybody knows that song. Also, we have Lil Poopy. Interesting name. He's 12 years old. He's already performed with big names such as P. Diddy, Rick Ross, French Montana. And, well, you know what? I'm going to give you guys my opinions on the contestants later because I watched the two shows, and I'm just going to state what I think about everything. But that's Lil Poopy. Also, we have Miss Mulatto, 16. She's from Atlanta, and she gets paid for every show she does. She don't do none for free. We have Super Peach, who's 12 years old, and I love this girl. She raps, she sings, she dances, she models, she has a signature cape, you know, like Superwoman, and her mom moved the whole family from the Virgin Islands to Atlanta to launch her career, and when you look at this girl rap, you can tell why she's so motivated and dedicated. You know, her parents, you know, work, well, her mom worked really hard to get her to where she is, and she's on her grind and hustle, so do her thing. And the last one is Young Lyric. She has the most YouTube views out of all of them with like 20 million, and she's been featured on World Star Hip Hop. So now I'm going to be real with y'all as usual and give y'all my thoughts on this. Okay. Let's start with who I think is just not going to make it. Lil Poopy, I'm sorry. I don't feel, maybe I'm wrong, this is just my opinion, but from watching the show, and apparently I'm not the only one who thinks so, Jermaine Dupri does too, he said it on the show, I don't feel Lil Poopy is as serious about it as the other one. Maybe because I know you're a younger kid, you want to have fun, but when it comes to stuff like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you know what I mean? So you have to really sink it in. On the show, he was doing stuff like falling asleep during the bus and just rap. Like, you know, it has to be serious. This is not a game. The rap, like I said, the rap game is really not a game, people. So you got to be honest. So Lil Poopy, come on. Young Lyric, I like her, but I just don't feel that she'll win this competition. And maybe she'll prove me wrong. Hopefully she'll prove me wrong, but it's just something that's so boring about her. I don't know. It's like, I don't know, it's just boring. It's, you know, she can really rap, but it's just, I feel something that's missing. When you look at the show and look at the people, you don't really see much about her. She's a good lyricist, don't get me wrong, but it's a little something. I feel like it's something a little extra that you need, that Jermaine wants. And I feel like she doesn't got it. But you know what she did do is that she was on the first episode, she was number 5 on the hit list, which was, she was the last person who Jermaine Dupri ranked. And then on the next episode, she got to number 2. So now this is a girl, I will say this, she will really, really work hard. She's worked very, very hard. And I can see that hustle in her, but she just needs a little more personality, and that's what they were talking about on the show. So if she gets a little more personality, I'm sure she'll have it because she's great. Lil Nico. No, I like Lil Nico. Like, the top three people, I can see either one of them reading. Like I said, Lil Nico already has a fan base. He's done multiple things, which, you know, makes him stand out from everybody else. He's already done a lot of stuff. So as far as experience, Lil Nico definitely has it. And I could see him winning. I do feel like he'll be great. Super Peach. I really, really love her. She has such this raw attitude. It's just amazing. It's powerful. You believe every word that she says. And she's beautiful. I think she's very beautiful. She's so pretty. And, yeah, I love her. I think she's amazing. But the one thing, the big question was coming up is if she writes her own raps. And that's what people were saying, that her sister, who is very gorgeous, by the way, writes her raps instead of Super Peach. But Super Peach does write her own lyrics. She said that her sister, if she has, you know, her sister may help her out with a few things, but as far as completely writing everything, no. And I think we all need help every once in a while, so I don't see anything completely wrong with them. And for those of y'all who don't know, Jermaine Dupri, he wrote Bow Wow's lyrics, Chris Cross's lyrics, and, you know, they have platinum hits. So they may not be the big issue, but I guess as far as street credibility, whatever, they may not like her as much, but Super Peach is going to be a star regardless, whether she wins the show or not. I love her. She has the most personality. Also, we have, speaking of that, Tayana, I'm going to need you to bring that back for the award show when it comes on at 7. Satellite. Okay. Y'all, excuse me for a minute. Had to set something straight. But we get to Miss Mulatta. Now, I could really, really see her winning this competition. She writes her own lyrics. She's beautiful. And, you know, she has a good style. I could see her winning. So definitely my top three for who will win would be Lil Nico, Miss Mulatto, and Super Peach. But out of them, yeah, those three. I'd be excited if either one of them win. Now, Young Lear, she does. She is a hard worker. So, you know, it just depends. I think all of them are great. They're talented. Of course they are. They wouldn't be on the show. But we'll just have to see who wins. But it's a great show. It comes on Friday. So make sure you guys tune into it. Yeah, on Lifetime. Great show. Tune in every Friday to it. On Lifetime, yeah. And speaking of, since we're talking about Jermaine Dupri, I'm going to play a song by one of his proteges that he probably wrote the lyrics to this song too, even though I love it. But when I get back, I'm going to talk to you about the Golden Globes nominations and the taco cleanse and just a lot more information. But first, here's a little bit of Let Me Hold You, one of my favorite songs ever. Here's Let Me Hold You by Bow Wow.
I've been watching you for a minute. Come through here, some sweet spinning. Your life, girl, you need me in it. I'm determined to win it. I know what you need, I know what's wrong. I know how to make you tight. Everything will be alright if you introduce you to my world. Introduce you to the better side of life that you ain't been seeing, girl. I'ma show you where it's at and I'ma show you how to get it. All you gotta do is be with it. And damn, like a real man supposed to, I never would've approached you if I ain't have intentions on doing good. See, dude, you with it, so cool to me, girl, you're so cool. And all I'm asking you to do is damn, like a best friend and two homies in a gang. When you cry, I wanna feel your pain. No secrets, no games, all excitement, nothing plain. And keep you happy, that's my aim. And all you gotta do, girl, is
in my arms, in my mind, all the time. I wanna keep you right on my side till I die. I'm gonna hold you down, make sure everything is right with you. You can never go wrong if you let me hold you. Now like a real principle, so I'm trying to show you.
Up on what's popping and shaking fresh to death. We hit the mall, we gon' ball till there's no more left. I know you ain't used to it, but you gon' get used to it, cause that's the only way I'ma do when you let me All the homies think I'm tripping cause I got you a pad. But see, they just mad cause they ain't get your thing. Get you Scorpio, it's your sign. And girl, you're so fine. And I would do whatever in no time, no shine. It's what you're coming with, but I'ma change all that. Rearrange that, put you in the range all black. With the rims to match, phone attached, TVs in the back. How you gon' say no to that, huh? Look at me like, man, here you go. Really bout to blow some dough. Ain't nobody did before, so why is you so gung-ho? Cause I believe this was meant to be. I just gotta work at it like a crack addict up in rehab. In my arms, in my mind, all the time I wanna keep you right by my side till I die. I'm gonna hold you down, make sure everything is right with you. You can never go wrong if you let me hold you.
By Bow Wow featuring Omarion. Love that song. Like I'm saying, I'm sure Jermaine Dupri wrote the lyrics, as you stated, so, but that doesn't matter. All that matters is the song, which is a great song. It's a great hit for Bow Wow. I love it. So, yes, today is the day of the Golden Globes. Red carpet's going to start in about an hour, so I'm very excited. You know, well, I'm sad. You know, Kerry Washington is not going to be here at the awards today, but really there'll be no reason. She's not nominated for anything, but she's not going to be on the show today. So shout out to Kerry Washington. But let's get more of the nominees. So for best motion picture in a drama, we have Mad Max, Fury Road, Room, Spotlight, The Revenant, and Carol. Y'all know what I'm hoping for. The Revenant. I'm all for Leonardo DiCaprio. For Best Motion Picture in a Musical or Comedy, we have Joy, Five, The Big Short, The Martian, Trainwreck. Now Joy, that was a really, really amazing movie. You know, it's about a single mother who comes up with this idea about a mop and ends up into a multi-billion-dollar business. She has her own empire. So that was a really great movie with Jennifer Lawrence. She did her thing. My whole family, we watched the movie. And it's inspiring, you know. So I really love that movie. But also The Big Short with Brad Pitt and Ryan Gosling, you know, Steve Carell, Christian Bale. That was, you know, that's a great movie too. So I'm hoping for either one of them to win. That'd be great. For Best Actor in either a drama or musical comedy, we have Will Smith, Michael Fassbender, Leonardo DiCaprio, Al Pacino, Matt Damon, Christian Bale. I'd say maybe Will Smith for the drama, Christian Bale for the comedy. Love Leonardo DiCaprio, love Michael Fassbender, but Concussion was really, really great. And Will Smith did a phenomenal job. Leonardo did too. You know, so either, you know, I'm going for either one of them. Will Smith or Leonardo to take that globe. They were both amazing movies. Make sure you guys go see that. Especially you football players. I know it's NFL playoff time. Make sure y'all see Concussion before you make any decisions. For actresses, we have Kate Blanchett, Jennifer Lawrence, Melissa McCarthy, Amy Schumer. I don't know how to say her name, Schumer, I guess. Y'all, excuse me. for a television series, Empire, Game of Thrones, Orange is the New Black, American Crime, American Horror Story, Empire, Dog Got This. Actresses for television, we have Taraji P. Henson. Well, you know, I'm just going to do a big recap. So, other actresses that are nominated are Taraji P. Henson, Uzo Aduba, Jamie Lee Curtis, Gina Rodriguez, Viola Davis, Lord God, y'all have to excuse me. I'm so excited. I can't even talk right. So, again, we have Taraji P. Henson, Uzo Aduba, Jamie Lee Curtis, Gina Rodriguez, Viola Davis, Lady Gaga, Queen Latifah, and Kirsten Dunst. Taraji P. Henson, I Want You to Wear, also Queen Latifah with Bessie, and, you know, all of them were phenomenal. I hate when it's so many good people in category you can't choose, but either one of them win, I'll be excited. Other actors include Idris Elba, Sylvester Stallone, David Oyelowo, and Patrick Wilson. You know, Idris, Sylvester, they all of them. Y'all know me, I can't decide. For animated series, Inside Out, The Peanuts, The Good Dinosaur. Inside Out was great. Now, I really liked that. It had a great message. It was a really great movie. I loved it. It was powerful movie. So I'm going for Inside Out. And so, guys, the show airs tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And the red carpet on NBC begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure you guys go check that out. And also, later on, I'm going to tell you how much he makes for wearing famous designs in a minute. But, yeah, so those are the nominations. Also, for guys, for all of you women, you know, detoxing season, everybody's talking about detox. Well, let me tell you about one of the best ones, the Taco Cleanse, made famous by Jennifer Aniston. So the Taco Cleanse is a tortilla-based diet plan that is proven to change your life. It was created through years of research by taco scientists in Houston, Texas. It's a diet book that's filled with over 75 vegan recipes to help cleanse and detox your body. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a few strange but true benefits. Like I said, they're strange, but they are true. It's been shown to produce a glorious beard. Hopefully for men, not for women. Y'all know I got my little mini mustache. It's grown up bigger than it is. In a recent study, 100% of women who tried to conceive became pregnant within weeks of being on the cleanse. But don't worry, if you're not trying to get knocked up, be conceived. The cleanse is able to enhance whatever birth control method you're using, so it's good either or. Also, your sleep will improve, your life will become more fun with the margarita supplement on the plan, and you'll be excited knowing that you can start your day with the breakfast taco. So make sure y'all check out the book and order it at thetacocleanse.com, or you go on the website and read more about it. Taco Cleanse, so many people are loving it. Jennifer Aniston is boasting about it, so I'm really excited. And I'm sure it can detox your body with a lot of the vegetables on the taco, so I'm not too shocked in it, so I'm sure it'll be great. Now, this is kind of shocking when I found out about this. The famous Los Angeles Playboy Mansion, made famous by Hugh Hefner, is going to be up for sale next month for $200 million. And we thought the auction stuff was just too much of Sean Penn's auction. Now, $200 million, that's a lot of money. But there's just one thing. Whoever buys the property is going to have to give Hugh Hefner a life estate that would allow him to live there until he dies. Now, who wants that? We want to buy the house. We don't want him to live in the house with us. I think that's weird. I don't even know if I want to buy it, to tell you the truth. It probably stains in there. It got stains in the carpet with all the animals and everything in there. So I don't know how to feel about that. I don't know. Let me tell you where you can get $200 million from Powerball. Oh, my gosh. You know, last night it was, you know, worth $900 million. Now, since no one won, it's up to $1.3 billion, an all-time high. I don't know. I wouldn't even want that much money, to tell you the truth. It's just too much, $1.3 billion. I don't know how much it'd be after all the taxes come out, but that's a lot of money. Speaking of lottery ticket, if y'all didn't see me on the movie lottery ticket, make sure you go on my website, ShaliaHolloman.com, and check me out. Check out my cute little cameo on the bus scene. I was good, but $1.3 billion. So, oh, Lord. Lord bless whoever wins. That's going to be too much. But I have some exciting news for all of you Beyonce fans. This is exciting news for me, too. But first, before I tell you the news, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by Beyonce, Sugar Mama, which is my favorite era by her, the B-Day era. So here's Sugar Mama by Beyonce. So more news.
I want to buy him a short set.
Beyonce, B-Day era. It was just so fierce, really, really. I think it's her most fiercest era, but I love Queen B forever. But speaking of Queen B, guys, I have some exciting news for you all. Beyonce will be performing at the 50th annual Super Bowl. Super Bowl 50, she will be performing. Coldplay is headlining, and they will be performing with Beyonce and Bruno Mars, and there may be more guests. I mean, it's Super Bowl 50. They have to do it big, so I'm so excited. You know, she killed it at the 47th annual, and I'm sure she's going to kill it again. I can't wait to see Beyonce. It's going to be a Beyonce concert featuring a football game. But, yeah, and Blue Ivy turned 4, and she had a fairy-themed birthday party on Saturday. It had 50 people. Also attended Kelly Rowland and Chris Martin, but where was Michelle? That was the question. She wasn't there. Poor Michelle, as they say, but I love Michelle. Also exciting news for all of you Vampire Diaries fans and fans of the originals. So, you know, they're going to start airing on Friday on CW later this month. And not only that, but they are going to do a crossover episode. This has been confirmed by CW President Mark Pedowitz. So I'm looking forward to that and seeing Ian Somerhalder's face. And lastly, so how much do these stars get paid to wear a dress? So an A-lister award nominee can make $500,000 for wearing a gown, or $250,000 to wear a necklace. Also, they get endorsements, and it's a no-string-attached paycheck. And stylists get paid $5,000 to $10,000 to recommend a dress or designer to celebrities. So everybody's getting paid. These award shows are paid to parade now. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I love you. Make sure you tune in Tuesday for my Testimony Tuesday, and every Wednesday and Sunday, 6:30 p.m., we do this show. And I love you guys so much. Have a blessed day, and make sure you tune into the Golden Globes tonight. All right, bye.